Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Devani.
And I'm Leora.
And today we have a gratitude break, which, like our coffee breaks, are short episodes in between our longer interviews. And we talk about people, companies, and ideas that really inspire us. And today we're going to talk about how to turn a seemingly negative situation into a positive and how it can help your brand in producing content and just turning situations around.
Yeah, you know, we talk about gratitude and the habit of gratitude. Gratitude is a daily, is on every page of our 90-day goals journal and as a way of starting your morning. Some other journals that we admire and follow, then the 5-Minute Journal, Freedom Journal by Johnny Dumas, EO Fire, all start with gratitude. Hal Elrod of The Miracle Moment, you know, it's all about starting with gratitude. And it is such a powerful free tool available to anyone at any time of the day, of the year, of the life. And, you know, it's easy to say it, but it can be harder to use it, especially when it is that things are going wrong. So we decided, like Devani and I were actually had a list of things we were going to do today besides film this session. But this just came up spontaneously because it's something that happened over the past few days. And so we wanted to share with you a direct experience of using gratitude and what ended up happening that was so much more positive than that. So over the past few days, for instance, we had some tremendous problems with our email and our websites, and I won't get into all the technical nitty-gritty, which I'm sure non-techies will be very relieved to hear. The bottom line is that we ended up on chat support with our hosting platform for over 7 hours over a period of several days. It was not what I thought I was going to start the morning doing or end the night doing last night or the night before. And it was not what was on my list. Whoever has that, you know, on your list of things to do.
It's never like, oh, and today is a great day to have technical problems.
It might be that, okay, today is the day that I call Apple and work on a few glitches that I've been kind of living with for a while. But as far as technical problems, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I was frustrated that I've already felt behind. I had a long list of things I really wanted to get to, but that just wasn't happening. And so I went through this journey, like through these like 6-7 hour journey of emotions and feelings and thoughts, including blame, like who's to blame for this? Who's responsible for this? And I can't believe I'm so behind, and what a waste of time, because that's one of the big things for me is I really dislike wasting time. And my thing is to be productive, and you know, I love working, I love creating, and I plan to be doing that all the days of my life. And when it is that I waste time, then it just really sets me back. So that's what I was feeling. The feeling of wasted time and being behind was increasingly building up and building up to a point of tension. And I was realizing that I was really getting out of balance. I typically am a pretty stoic, equanimous person and pretty mellow about a lot of things, though I can be intense, you know, if things need to be done or aren't done. And so I was definitely tuning into and noticing that, you know, there was this irritation. Well, so I started thinking, okay, well, what am I thinking about, you know, while we're in between chat support on the phone, on chat, on the computer, you know, I was also reflecting on what I was doing, what I was thinking. And what I was thinking is I was focusing on what was wasted. I was focusing on the lost time. I was focusing on feeling behind. And so therefore that's what grew in my mind and in my body, literally in stress. I was creating my own stress just with those thoughts, by thinking those thoughts. So then I started, I know the things to do. It's like, you know, but here's the thing. We know that gratitude is powerful, but it's hard to implement when you're in the heat of the moment.
Right.
But that's when you need
it
most.
That's the point.
That's right. That's the whole point. And so, yeah.
Because it turns the time that you feel like you've completely wasted that's invaluable, that's just, you know, it wasn't on your plate, and it turns it into something that you can actually use moving forward.
Absolutely. It anchors it in reality.
And had that not happened, we probably wouldn't be here recording this.
That's right.
Which gets to the point.
Yeah, exactly. So here's part of what happened. So as I became aware of where I was going in my thoughts negatively, I just stepped back from that and I said, okay, wait a minute. Isn't it amazing that we're sitting here on like multiple devices and we are communicating on chat and on phone with people all around the world, all working to help us solve this problem? Which in the end, it turns out that none of them created. The problem ended up being something that was hard to trace to any one thing because it's like a domino effect of different things
just not happening, and it just happens.
That's right.
You know.
And so there was no blame, but these people were all working and spending their time helping us. And so then I just stepped back to say, these are amazing times we're living in, that we have the world at our fingertips, that we can communicate with the world at our fingertips at any moment of the day and tap in, and that, you know, in real time, it's like, again, chatting with someone in the Philippines, with someone in Bulgaria, with someone in the US, you know, it's just amazing. So my, you know, frustrated moment turned into appreciation of the incredible opportunity, the incredible times that we live in. And as I started thinking on those thoughts expanded in my mind. So because what we put our attention on is what grows more fully in our lives. And what we put our attention on is what grows. And so I was focusing on appreciation, and without much effort, that's what started to expand. Conversely, when I was focusing on the frustration of feeling behind and derailed mm-hmm. from what I really was, you know, barreling into the day that I had planned, what grew in me was frustration, irritation, and stress. So then I started noticing. So I was sitting next to my husband Coleman, because we were both working on chat support. He was on the computer, I was on my laptop, and we were both listening on the phone and speaker. And we had both been getting increasingly irritated. You could just agitated is a great word. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. And so then when I had that moment, and I just made one simple statement, you know, it's really amazing in the end that we're so fortunate to have this kind of problem, and that we have the resources at our fingertips to do the work that we do, and then to resolve the problems that need resolving. And so we both started getting lighter and calmer and just settling into, okay, this is where we're going to be for a while. We are going to be in this armchair, tech support issue, and so we're just going to make the most of it.
And like Hal Elrod talks about in The Miracle Morning, and we'll link a really great talk that he did, and it's just an important thing to listen to just as an entrepreneur, as a creator, as a busy person who can feel stress at times.
Yeah.
He learned from his Cutco company that he worked at before he became known as the Miracle Morning guy. He talked about how he learned from that company the phrase "can't change it." And so it basically means that if there's a situation that you cannot turn around, or that you don't have the power to change for whatever reason, then can't change it just releases. Because if you can't change it, then why stress about it?
Yeah.
You know, why put yourself through stress about something that you can't do anything about when there's a million things that you can't affect?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you remembered to bring that up, because we'll link to that. It was with Ryan Moran on Freedom Fastlane, and it was an amazing, amazing interview. Very powerful. So definitely highly recommend that. And it talks about the concept of stoicism, and, you know, basically learning to be equanimous in that it's just not worth it going out to the extreme vacillations of emotions over things when you can kind of stay in the eye of the storm, so to speak, and then just kind of watch things unfold. From there, you can affect better change and be of greater service to yourself and to anyone in your environment. So then as we started to, you know, lighten up, the mood lightened up, you know, it's almost like, you know, the sun came out more. I know that's going too far. I don't remember what the weather was doing, but at any rate, it's like it definitely just got into a flow of, this is what we're doing and it's okay. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be resolving this. And Coleman and I started bantering, being a little joking, and, you know, everything was just better. Mm-hmm. And then I started realizing over that period of time and then the next morning that the company that was helping us, which is our hosting company, WPX Hosting, at first I thought they were to blame, and it turns out they weren't. And yet they helped, and they probably knew they weren't, and yet they were there helping us every minute of those 7 to 8 hours, 6, 7, whatever, by the end of the time.
Without a single complaint.
Yeah, no complaints, no indication at all of, hey, you know what, this really isn't our job, but we're just here being nice, or, you know, or we don't even have to help you. They were there like champions, and still are, and they always have been. Every time it is that we have needed any kind of support, which as non-tech people, we, you know, when I even contact them and say things like, you know, is this something that you guys handle? And I know really it's not in their job description based on our contract, but, you know, I ask like that, is that something you know anything about or can handle or can refer me to? And almost always they just jump into the helping and they do what they can to help us. So definitely check if you have more than two websites, preferably, because if you have just one, then you might get a cheaper service with GoDaddy or Bluehost or whatever. But if you have more than one, we definitely recommend WPX Hosting.
And it also gets back to what Gary Vaynerchuk talks about, his 51-49 ratio, in terms of you always win when you show up and are like, how can I serve in this situation? How can I help in this situation? Yeah. How can I make this relationship, this room, this place a better space because something that I had a skill with, I could use and make this area better?
Yeah, so that's a great point. Yeah, so okay, so here's the thing. The other thing we wanted to talk about was you know the sayings, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade kind of thing, or seeing the glass half full or half empty. So here's like the observation of what continued to unfold as a simple result of changing my mindset from frustration to gratitude and appreciation. So everything got better in the moment. And then the next day it was like, okay, I just sent an email to these guys. You know, I said, are in reply. Okay, well, let me back up just a minute. They sent a kind of a concluding email that was so well articulated that laid out, this is what happened. This was the cause. This is what you can do to avoid it and prevent it. And this is how you can remedy where it is right now. And it was just so well laid out and articulated.
Again,
and
something they didn't have to do.
Absolutely. They did not have to do. And we're talking about involving like three different or more technicians, technical support people at this point. And so then I just, you know, wrote an email reply back. It's just like, you know, I realized that you guys didn't have to do any of this. And you did. And you came through yet again. And I'm so grateful. I really appreciate that. And then, so then I went on to their Facebook page also to post it. Cause I realized that if I send this testimonial in email reply, then they'll see it and they'll be happy about it, but the rest of the world won't see it.
Nobody sees those moments, you know, like those moments are things you do because you have a strong character. It's like character builds the public persona, like what you do in private builds your public persona. And so many times, like shout out to customer service with WPX and any good customer service, because generally when you go to get help with something that's like technical, you're really frustrated, you're really worked up, you're like, I've wasted so much time, oh my gosh, I just need this thing resolved. And so it can feel like a weird position when you're customer service and you have to deal with a frantic client or customer, and it's really not like it's not your fault. Technical things happen, you know? And so, you know, shout out to people who really just show up and just, you know, handle the issue without needing to involve their frustration with the fact that it's really not on them either. So yeah. I think that's commendable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so like hugs to the tech support people in the world, because they, you know, they get the kudos when things go right, but they get lots of irate customers, you know, when things don't go right, and whether or not it may have nothing to do with anything that they could affect.
Yeah.
So definitely good, you know, like shout outs to the support people as well. So the other part we just wanted to cover on where else this led. So the gratitude moment, like this morning, as I was sending that email, and then I went on to their Facebook page and I saw another video of someone giving a testimonial, which led to the idea for Devani and I. It's like, oh yeah, I just sent an email, but you know, and then I came to the Facebook to post it, But why don't we expand that goodwill beyond just on their Facebook page, which only the people who are already WPX customers are likely to see, right? So it's like, they've really helped us. So how can we do extra as mm-hmm. well? And so then seeing that guy's video, you know, testimonial, I was like, oh yeah, we should give kudos, give a shout out to them as well. So that led to this creation of this video.
Gratitude Breaks.
Which, go ahead. So expand on that, which led to the whole idea.
This idea of gratitude breaks, because it's like, gratitude's a lifestyle, and it's not just something like entrepreneurship is a lifestyle. You know, everything, that the way you live your life is a lifestyle, and you want to live your life in a way that cultivates positivity, gratitude, and gratitude cultivates the positivity. And so it's not just a habit. It's not just something you say or something you write in a journal or something that sounds cool to tweet out or post on Facebook. It's really a way you live your life so that everything becomes easier by essence of you just recognizing there's something here that I can learn from and build from and grow from, and it'll make me a better person. And that doesn't mean ignoring bad situations. It just means this is a growing moment for me, and I need to recognize it as a growing moment, and I need to experience what I need to experience so that I can become this better thing from going through that. And when you view life like that, it just all becomes easier. And we wanted to share that with you guys too, because there are things and frustrations that you go through that all of us go through. And if we start sharing those moments of turning things around through content, then it helps everybody realize that, hey, all these little frustrations and irritations, like, they're normal, but here's a whole other way you can look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent point. So the other thing, and it ends up becoming so much more. So and it builds upon itself. Mm-hmm. So gratitude and positivity compounds, so does negativity. So if you spiral into negativity, that can compound in your life in all kinds of ways, from the people that you attract in your life to the health ailments that you attract into your life. Whereas no matter how bad things are, there's always something that we can do to look at a good lesson or something positive that can come out of it. And so in addition to coming up with an idea for Gratitude Breaks, which really is in alignment with who we are, you know, as people, as a family, as the things that we aspire to, and are, you know, are we always sunshine? Of course not. You know, this is the whole point. I mean, this started with me feeling frustrated and irritated. But here's the other thing, you know, for you, for creators, for content creators, whether, you know, no matter what kind of thing you're creating, see how whatever frustration you're experiencing might be used as fuel to create something better. So we created the Gratitude Podcast, and then that also became, the whole experience became content for us to send out as a daily email to our challenge and mastermind, our goals journal and mastermind members. And then that also became content that was repurposed into an article for our website. So now this one incident that was transformed from being negative and an inconvenience has, you know, basically sprouted into a number of different directions that, you know, that turned out that contributed something greater than what was there before. Mm-hmm. So the fuel of frustration was turned to the flame of aspiration, and it basically is hopefully going to have an effect for you as well. I mean, that's our goal. It's like, if anything that we can share in our interviews, in our podcast, that has helped us, helps you, then that's why we're here doing it. And that makes it all the more better.
It makes it all the more better, y'all.
All the better.
All y'all.
Yeah. Is there anything we're missing on this one?
No, well, I guess we could just end on the fact that art is your tangible emotional expression, and you're not always positive, you're not always sunshine and rainbows, you feel a lot of different things, so why not just put your emotion into these arts, into these creations, into your content, in a way that helps uplift other people.
Yeah.
And so that is our goal
I
here.
I have one more, yes, that's an excellent point, and that reminds me, it's so important to reemphasize that when it is I was focusing on what I was missing and what was lost, in other words, the fact that I lost that time was already gone.
Yeah.
I cannot reclaim. So it's like living in the past is also self-defeating. And so in that way, I was living in the past trying to hold on to something that I couldn't have anymore. And so can't change it, then let it go, right?
And now we're all more better for it.
These things happen. When I flub up, I hear about it for a long time after.
So, all right.
So yeah, I think, let's see. So just don't dwell. Don't dwell in the negative. Pursue and seek out the positive, and that's what will grow more in your life.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.